This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. And it's 7:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nah. 4-day work week. Yes. I know, 20% cut in pay. I can already hear the corporate folks. Sure, you can work 4 days.
Sure.
You can do whatever you want. Once. Thank you. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Good morning and welcome. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. For instance, later on, about 8:32, we're going to talk to the great one, Mark Levin, and his brand new book, On Power, which is going to be a New York Times bestseller already. And so we get a little convo with him, and
oh, yeah.
I don't want you to miss it. So if you do, you know, you got the podcast. We're here to help. It's what we do. I just saw this. Wondering what it's about. It has to do with James Carville, and you know if he's involved, especially as the years go on, he gets well a little kookier, a little crazier.
That's a good way to put it.
He always was, but there was a little entertainment factor that seems to be not as much, and the anger factor increases, which happens with a lot of lefties. It seems like when you say, "Where's the happy hippies?"
No.
You know,
the filter has gone away.
Yes, yeah. Democratic strategist James Carville publicly apologized Thursday for posting a video suggesting some sort of Epstein connection involving First Lady Melania Trump.
Oh my goodness!
The 80-year-old pundit issued the mea culpa at the start of his latest Politics War Room podcast episode, noting that he also took down and edited the offending video after hearing from the First Lady's attorney.
Ooh.
In last week's podcast episode, we spoke with Judd Legum. After the episode, we received a letter from Melania Trump's lawyer. He took issue with our title of one of those YouTube videos from that episode and a couple of comments I made about the First Lady. We took a look at what they complained about, and we took down the video and edited out those comments from the episode. I also take back these statements and apologize. He sounded like he was reading from a prepared statement. His attorney probably said, look, stick to the script. Don't screw it up. You could find yourself in hot water here. Melania shared a transcript of Carville's apology on X, along with a screenshot of the pulled video with a red X across it. The YouTube clip was titled James Carville, the Epstein Connection, Trump and Melania. It's unclear what specific claims made by former Bill Clinton campaign manager peeved the First Lady's legal team, since the offending comments have been scrubbed. But, you know, again, the left, they have no class. And remember how they constantly, whenever they think they can insert it, they'll say things like the moral high ground, righteous.
They never actually go there, though.
No, they don't.
But they say that.
Well, it's, you know, terms, platitudes, whatever, not doesn't have to be backed with action or, in their case, truth in any way, shape, or form. Hey, North Carolina's Division of Motor Vehicles, you know, you'd think that their number one objective would be, I don't know, all things that have to do with motor vehicles. I mean, it's a Division of Motor Vehicles. That should be their focus. But apparently, well, it's almost, it's close.
Okay.
It's a close second.
What's more important?
DEI targets. Hitting those DEI targets appears to be more important. I don't know if they're celebrating there, but they have achieved 100% of its diversity, equity, and inclusion benchmarks in 2024. But unfortunately, they failed to meet several core performance goals. You know, related to silly stuff.
Like,
we call them safety, infrastructure, fiscal responsibility. Those silly things. It's like, hey, did you reach your DEI goals today? Yeah, yeah, we sure did, boss. Oh, well, when you get a chance, maybe you could look into some of these other things. Really? No, we don't care. As long as you met your DEI goals.
You think the phrase blacktop is racist in the Carolinas?
You know, I was thinking that.
Yeah. Just asking. Just curious. I don't know.
The report from the, you know, if somebody points it out to you, you just say, hey, not my asphalt.
See what you did there.
You know what I mean? The report from the North Carolina Department of Transportation reveals the state's Division of Motor Vehicles reached its DEI target for 2024, but they fell short in some of these other key areas. Yeah. And this comes as former Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat who appointed DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin in 2022, has launched a campaign for U.S. Senate in the 2026 race. So, yeah, he put a guy in charge of the DMV that was all about the DEI. And, wow, the guy reached his goals. The president, though, has done away with all these initiatives. Yeah. Well, for one thing, it's the absolute antithesis, 180-degree turn away from what Martin Luther King Jr. tried to teach us. Hey, hey, let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. And DEI is exactly the opposite of that. Hey, hey, we need a black lesbian. I was going to say midget, but you can't say that.
You can't say midget anymore either.
We need
little person.
Yeah, and then I was going to
say anything.
I was going to say crippled, but you can't say that. I don't know.
Although one of our friends who has some disability from an accident—that's the word he uses. You know, can't fire me. I'll play the cripple card.
Most of the people that actually suffer from some of these things, they're the last ones to be offended.
But it is a popular thing in the liberal community to be offended for someone.
For them.
Else,
oh, yeah.
Even if they don't want you to. whole Redskins thing.
I was just going to say Native Americans.
Yeah, that whole thing. I mean, come on.
Come on.
You got to be offended for everyone else.
Come on.
Just get back to your HOA board and leave everybody else alone.
Come on.
Yeah. What's up with that? What you
talking
about, Willis?
Oh, speaking of, you know, political correctness, DEI, and all that.
Yeah.
Among the many casualties of the country's brief but disastrous flirtation with extreme cultural insanity, this guy named Grant Naper, longtime announcer for the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him, they canned him. Do you know why? Listen to the vulgarity that he uttered.
Can you even, look, I know the words. Can you?
Are the kids listening?
Do I have to push the mute button over here?
Now the kids are enjoying their last few moments of summer vacation as school begins for many of them.
You've been warned. He's going to use some language here that got this dude fired.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Maybe if I say the word separate, they'll sound less offensive.
Okay, yeah, separate them out.
You ready?
That's good, yeah.
All lives matter.
Those are pretty close, Bob.
I know. That's what he got canned for.
Isn't that amazing?
What if he said, not all lives matter? Wouldn't that be more of a direct insult to say Black Lives Matter if you said, not all lives matter? No, I don't think they all do.
That would seem.
But when you say all lives matter, isn't that exactly the nature of the language in which the left engages in? In other words, it's a very inclusive sounding term.
Like every vote counts.
Yeah.
Every group we put you in counts.
Yes.
Those kind of things. Huh. I think
all
right.
lives matter. For this great and terrible offense, the social justice warriors who ruled corporate America in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd demanded and received his head. I mean, his job. But
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Same thing.
He wasn't fired, to be clear, but the massive social justice-infused backlash to his comments led to him to resign his position. Well, he returns.
Nice.
To radio. Yep, he served as a TV play-by-play man for the Sacramento Kings from 1988 to 2020. I mean, that's a career.
That's a good run.
You're a franchise guy at point. And also hosted a local show on KHTK. He later sued his former employee for wrongful termination. A judge sided with the radio station, though. But it's not the end of the story. He announced he'll begin a new talk show on Fox Sports radio station in Sacramento on September the 2nd. And his new gig puts him in direct competition with his old gig.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. So be careful what you say. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, what's bugging you? Get it off your chest, especially, you know, for the weekend. You don't want to be carrying baggage around, right? So what's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning and welcome. It's Friday, baby. It's the weekend, 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time now for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. Call in now. If you don't get through right away, please call back. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Carol. What's bugging you?
I had a
electric water heater installed in Marion County, and they charged me $125 tax or whatever it is. So that was in early May. I get a call from my installer and saying, we're going to have the inspector coming out, and you have to stay home from 8 to 5. So I look at my calendar, and it's late in the month that I'm going to be able to stay home from 8 to 5. This is ridiculous. This is government. When you get other people coming to your house, they'll say they're between 9 and 11 or 12 and 4, not all day. I don't have all day. I'm a senior citizen sitting around. No, I'm not. I'm a senior citizen on the go. Tell Carl Zelick to get his act together in Marion County and be able to tell people when they're going to be coming within a couple hours.
I am gonna jump right on that.
Yep.
Carl is going to hear from me or one of my people.
The team. Me will text him and say, hey, this is kind of a problem.
She said that it was installed in May.
Yeah.
What would be so critical about an inspection? If it was not installed properly,
it's too late, probably.
Probably would have been electrocuted, or it would be leaking by now.
Or your house burned down.
So I'm not sure just how important that whole process is anyway.
Well, I was having that conversation with someone in a different county the other day, and they were talking about, I think it was a pool that they had done. And it's like, oh, yeah, I know. Don't even get you going, right? It's like, yeah. And the whole process, the inspection, the cost, it's like, yeah. We understand safety, but it's like, feels like a money grab so many times.
Oh, yeah.
No, if it is a true safety thing. I mean, I think things done to your house, I get it. Electrical, gas lines, you want it done right. I agree, but I don't know. But a whole day seems extreme, doesn't it?
It really does. That's awful. That's terrible customer service.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
An opposing point of view doesn't require you to be honest or intelligent. When was the last time anyone on the left, and I mean anyone, had an honest, intelligent, opposing point of view? That's what's bugging me. God bless America.
I don't know, but if I had to guess, it was probably the guy that's on the 5 sometimes, Ford. He's a Democrat, and he seems he's pretty sharp. And Harold Ford is his name. So that's the last time. Other than that, never. Frankly, good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this gerrymandering. I understand Governor Abbott wanting the government to be representative of the people, but it seems both sides are a bit hypocritical on this, where they're doing it for political purposes. I think we as Republicans will win in the arena of ideas. And if we have the best ideas, we put it out there to the voting public, I believe that we will win. I think that the district should be set up by the Federal Board of Elections, and it should be something like the zip codes or something like that, because it seems like every 5 to 10 years, they just kind of move them around, and it just seems very political to me on both sides of the aisle. And that's kind of what's bugging me.
Yeah, if there was a random number generator, like you say, maybe assigned to a zip code or something like that, that could do these things in a way where, you know, the humans aren't so involved, because anytime the humans are there's a chance for an agenda, bias, and all that. But yeah, I wish they had a way to do that. That would be excellent. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
I am getting bugged by gas prices. I live in the Lady Lake area, and for the most part, we pay $3.19 a gallon. There's rare occasions that are like 24 to 30 to 36 hours long where it goes to something like $2.93 a gallon, but the very next day, it's right up to $3.19 a gallon. Not $3.20, not $3.21, not $3.25, not $3.15. $3.19 is the magic number. I took my son to the airport on Saturday in Orlando. Gas prices right there where all the rental car places are on 436 Cimarron Boulevard, $2.78 a gallon.
Wow. Yeah, well, look, I lived in Orange County, and they have some of the lowest prices in the state. They have the lowest, I think, additional taxes that they put on from the county level, and that definitely helps that. as well. But I have seen it fluctuate very quickly and wildly day to day, and I'm not exactly sure that why there's such a volatility there. Suzanne, good morning. What's bugging you?
My issue is that cruise lines still do not have the Gulf of America on their maps on the cruise line finders. So that needs to get changed. DeSantis, what can we do about that? Because the cruise lines out of Florida aren't recognizing the Gulf of America.
I don't like that.
No.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
We'll detect somebody on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that at all. But thanks to everybody for participating. We appreciate it. We couldn't get everybody in. We're sorry. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go away. Coming up, the great one, Mark Levin, will join us at approximately 8:30 right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Another day in paradise. Plus, it's a Friday. It's all good. It's awesome. And welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk to Mark Levin and his new book, On Power. Great stuff coming your way. And Florida Attorney General, who, you know, we got to meet and greet, and he, you know, spoke at our Valor get together, and I like the guy from the feeling that I got from him, and he definitely very pro family, pro safety, and you gotta love that. And so he's proposed legislation that would stop sexual predators and abusers from being able to obtain children through surrogacy, adoption, and foster care. And I know when you hear that, you're probably saying, what do you mean to stop that? How could that possibly go on? That's the whole reason why a lot of these things, they're you go through background checks and it takes time, and they make sure that they, you know, try to pick out the right people. Doesn't mean it's a perfect system, but it does seem like, you know, they they're asked to, people are asked to jump through hoops, and so they have a system in place. But Uthmeyer said he wants to work with the Florida legislature to introduce the Protecting Kids from Predators Pursuing Parenthood Act. And he pointed to a disturbing incidents across the nation of pedophiles obtaining children through legal loopholes and abusing them. And he was specific on one reference, a recent case out of Pennsylvania, where a registered sex offender who had been convicted in 2016 of child sex abuse and possession of child sex abuse images, obtained a child with his husband through gestational surrogacy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He said, by now, you know my goal is to make Florida the safest state to raise a family. And that is what he said. That's a theme, and that, I think, is his focus. He says, as a father of three little ones, my wife Jean and I know that there is no greater blessing from God than to have children. There's also no greater responsibility than to bring up good citizens. I know there are many couples out there that are unable to have kids, and many are turning to technology and various resources in hopes of aiding their quest for parenthood. Surrogacy being one of these options. That said, Florida, we have a responsibility as leaders to protect families. And we've seen situations where surrogacy has exposed kids to dangerous harm. And he talked about the case in Pennsylvania. In other states, we've seen situations where parents have obtained children through surrogacy or adoption, only to then subject them to repeated sexual abuse.
I guess that's one area, the surrogacy part, we probably don't think about on a regular basis.
No, I have to agree with that. He said this cannot and will not happen in Florida. That's why today I'm proposing the Protecting Kids from Predators Pursuing Parenthood Act. So he's got to get the legislature to actually write this up and get this done. But he is pushing this forward, and I don't see how the Florida legislature is going to not push this through. I mean, this is a no-brainer. He said, I want to work with the legislature to ensure that registered sex offenders, people that have preyed upon kids, are no way eligible to obtain children through surrogacy, adoption, or foster care. And he said, Uthmeyer said the law would apply to people who abuse animals as well. And there's science behind that. There is plenty of people who have serious issues, and a lot of the early early symptoms, shall we say, is the abuse of animals. I think probably the big one on the public radar was Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. Was he one of them? Yeah, a lot of these weirdos, they start out by abusing animals. And he says, if you do, you have no purpose becoming a new parent. We cannot endanger our kids. So I look forward to working with the legislature over the next year to further protect our kids and keep our state safe, strong, and free. That really is good. That's another one I wouldn't necessarily have just thought of. The animal abuse.
Yeah, but it's there. And like you said, science has shown there's a pattern.
Well, I know when I was starting out a family, we started with Goldie, the golden retriever. It's like, let's make sure we can take care of a dog before we move on to humans.
That's a good move.
And it worked out pretty well. So, you know, with the blessing of the good Lord, we produced three humans. And despite my best efforts, they have turned out very, very well.
See,
I have
friends,
to say,
miracles happen.
I'm very proud of them, as you may have heard before.
Maybe you mentioned it.
My my little baby grandson. He's gonna be turning one here.
He's a cutie.
In a few weeks.
He's a little cutie.
He really is. Yeah.
It's hard to believe he's turning a year old already, though.
See, it does. It seems like it's been stretching out. I want him to hurry up and at least get to where we can play ball, you know?
Oh, you got
to
go.
Hurry up. Grandpa wants to coach you. And, you know, I have to quit having heart attacks. That's one thing I'm going to have to cut back on.
True. That's a good point.
You know, one every seven years. So what am I going to be? Like 70 next time?
You don't need one of those.
No, I don't. That's why I have to make sure I get that prescription filled for the blood thinner.
Oh.
I am We've talked about this, Greg. I'm the worst procrastinator in the world, even when my own life might lie in the balance.
I mean, you make me look good, and I'm bad, so I appreciate that.
But meds?
Come on.
It's weird. I don't know. It's this combination of don't want to talk to on the phone, don't really want to go in. I don't know. I got to get over it.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I saw a group, and I didn't read the whole article. Mm-hmm. But basically the premise is, and this would be for maybe people like you and me, Greg.
Okay.
It was actually a woman's group, though. It just happened to be.
Okay.
These are women mm-hmm. who are supportive of each other and actually a real pain in the backside to each other.
Oh, is this that A word, accountability?
Yes. Like, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of accountability. I try to resist it.
No,
all possible.
I mean as a group.
Not this particular one, but do they have a thing that's their problem that they need to be accountable for?
Yeah. The premise is, look, we all got things. Oh, I don't want to talk on the phone. Oh, I procrastinate about this.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been needing to clean out Johnny's room. You know, he's 36 now and has been away from home for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Things like that.
He'll be back soon.
And so your friends, quote-unquote friends, because, you know, you probably lose some friends when they're real direct with you.
Could be.
Okay, you stinking slob. This is what we need to do today. But they do. They hold each other accountable for things they don't, you know, feel like doing, or they constantly push off. And isn't that a great concept?
It really is for somebody else. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Greg will schmooze and socialize with anybody unless it has to do with them telling him what to do.
Like things I put off, which I'm good at that.
I know, we're both.
And many come to mind right now. It's like when my wife or my mom suggests something. It's like, I already know that, and it's on the mental list with 47 other things. I think about them every day.
Well, mine is I feel like I would do some of those things right now. I'd make mm-hmm. a couple of calls. I'd get some things done.
Sure.
But I'm working.
Right.
So I say, I'm determined to get to it, you know, as soon as I get off of work.
Uh-huh.
And what happens by the time you get done?
That's like me in the gym. I mean,
yeah.
How long would it take me to get from the studio to the gym? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
if I
yeah.
don't, but
for
if
you,
I don't,
easy,
if I don't do it first, it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, I've been making getting more into the habit of going to the gym.
That's good. That's
I'm
good
not
for
spending
you.
A ton of time in there, but at least getting
Efforts.
Something done almost every day. So
that's good.
Yeah,
if I would
so.
Get back to that, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is weird too, but I went to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
I guess it would be a proctologist, right?
Yeah,
don't
almost.
They do the
yeah.
So, it's that time.
Yep.
Every few years, you want to get a colonoscopy. It's for your own good, man. Colorectal
sure.
cancer kills a lot of people. It's
does.
Like, I don't know, second or third on the list. And my nephew, and thank the good Lord, he's doing pretty well battling that. He's only in his 40s. But because they asked me about family history. And I'm like, no. Oh, well, I do have a nephew. Well, anyway, the bottom line is I must have made this appointment before my heart attack.
Right.
Because right when I went in there and sat down with the nurse, highly professional folks, and she said, well, if you just, had a heart attack a month ago, you're probably on blood. Yeah, I'm on a blood thinner.
Oh.
And she looks on the medication and all that.
Uh-huh.
She said, you want to get with your cardiologist because she said, in general, they're gonna want you on that continuously. For probably a year,
mm-hmm.
some cardiologists, depending on the circumstances, maybe less, a little less than that, or maybe a little more than that or whatever, but you need to get clarification on that and make another appointment for 6 months.
Oh, so you can't get that exam while on a blood thinner, so what you're saying.
Well, it's not an exam, it's a procedure.
Well, yeah.
You can examine me all you want.
And he probably would like it, but that's beside the point.
What do I say to that?
You probably shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't. How's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
How's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
It's Friday. What's
it
your
is.
Problem?
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to talk to Mark Levin coming up in about at about 45 minutes. 97.3 The Sky. Meowdy. Meowdy.
Is that a cat saying hi?
It's a cat saying howdy.
That's what I thought.
I saw a bumper sticker yesterday. I go, I got to remember that.
Like a cat from Texas or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Happy Friday. Here we are, my friend. 7:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, remember AR-15? Greg's like, another gun thing.
Yeah. What about it?
What do you want to know?
What about it? What can I help you with?
No, remember that was the nickname of our quarterback at the Gators, Anthony Richardson,
yes,
AR.
I do remember that.
And then apparently politically, couldn't say that. Anyway,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows who he is, remembers him. outstanding athlete. Well, you know, he's in the pros now, and he plays for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Just 8 minutes into the first quarter.
No, not one of these stories.
Well, he got leveled. Look, it's not a career-ending injury.
Good.
But it is very hard to throw a football when you have a dislocated pinky.
Ooh.
So he was out for the remainder of the game. The good news is the coach explained it like this. Well, his pinky popped out, but then it popped back in.
Oh, that's better.
Doesn't that feel good?
No.
It is weird. You think about football and all these major injuries they could sustain. And have to. It's like, well, I can't play today. Why? I hurt my pinky.
It's like when you stub your pinky toe, you know? You feel like you can't walk.
But you can.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas gripping a football.
You need, right.
Well, I mean, maybe some of them have. They got some big paws on some of them boys. Maybe they can. Maybe they don't need the pinky as much. But I don't know. He's out, at least temporarily. I don't know how long something like that would keep you out. I don't know what you can do to kind of, keep it from bending again. But then you need some level of flexibility, I guess. And if it hurts to grip something, imagine that's going to impact you. Hey, we've talked about ICE and what a tough job they have to do and what a good job. That they appear to be doing, and they're getting these violent illegal aliens off the streets and getting them ready for deportation. That's a good thing. Remember the controversy, like, oh, these people are coming in and they have their names covered and they're wearing masks? And the idea behind it was, they don't want to be identified. And some folks have actually, like, doxed them, put out information on some of the local ICE folks. And, well, get ready for this. If you think masks, you didn't like the masks, well, wait till you get a load of this, Greg.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
There's going to be one that's probably going to be wearing a cape.
Really?
So if a mask bothers you, what's going to happen when an ICE agent shows up wearing a cape?
Sounds like a superhero, though.
You're exactly right on.
Hmm.
Superman is going to become an ICE agent.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody will know it's him without a mask, though, because of the big S.
I don't know if that's going to be covered or not. I'm not sure, but U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recruitment push appears to have brought in at least one new high-profile agent, Superman.
I love it.
Well, I mean, it's not exactly Superman, because he really is. He's busy doing other things.
Oh, saving the planet.
Well, I had him working on something on the Russian eastern coast not too long ago.
Gotcha.
I said give it an 8.8 punch just to let him know, what's going on.
That worked.
It's Dean Cain.
Oh, I like him.
Who does
it? Yeah.
Best known for playing Superman in the 1990s television series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Cain has been a vocal supporter of Donald Trump. He made the announcement Wednesday in a video posted to Instagram. He said, I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it. And, they raised the cap on the age of agents they were accepting. He's 59.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of that Rob Lowe blood in him, though. He doesn't look 59.
He does not age, no.
He aged a little bit, but not like normal people do.
No.
And he praised the Trump administration and the deportation efforts, even as public support continues to decline, with many questioning ISIS tactics. Many of those, I would tell you right now, well, guess what? I got this article from MSNBC.com, so take it for what it's worth, right? The agency has carried out large raids on workplaces, sent masked agents to arrest immigrants.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go, Superman, go.
Absolutely.
How can you miss with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Will the lefty media be his kryptonite?
Ooh.
No. They've tried and tried and failed.
They don't care.
And the lefty media is losing their power. Now they're still powerful, but man, when you saw CNN and ESPN, CNN and MSNBC's ratings drop over 40% from year to date, that's big. Mm-hmm. What's China been up to?
Man, still trying to take over the world. Kind of like Pinky in the Brain. Just trying to take over the world.
They are utilizing, I would call them dogs, but apparently China calls them robot wolves.
Oh, I've seen those. They're pretty cool. Kind of freaky, but
how they
cool.
walk.
Oh, yeah. Kind of creepy.
Because, you know, to do that, to get that cadence, I forget what it's called, but there's a name for that. And then when they run, it changes to something else. And then horses have a certain gait and all that. It can get technical because it is. It's one of those things that you can make it happen in nature, but in science, it's taken them a long time to get to where they can have a four-legged type robotic entity. Chinese state media reported Wednesday that dog-like mechanical devices dubbed robot wolves were added to military exercises by the People's Liberation Army, the PLA. The new drones, as they're calling, appear to be more refined versions of a design that China showed off a year ago when they were doing some drills. They touted the ability of the robot wolves to achieve coordinated combat, carry mission-specific equipment, and utilize swarm combat tactics modeled on the behavior of actual wolf packs.
That's a little scary yet techie kind of thought there, isn't it?
Yep. The drones were depicted firing rifles mounted on their backs, climbing stairs, and navigating difficult terrain. China CCTV claimed the robots can carry out precision strikes from up to 100 meters away. Yeah, I don't think we'll be replacing our SEAL teams anytime soon with robotics.
No robotic SEALs?
No.
No.
Not those either. Wow, we're getting ready to start our third hour, and we're going to talk to Mark Levin at about 8:30. So stick around. Happy weekend. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.